Dáil Seanáis Party's Mike Nesbitt with us today. Very much, Mike, there will be two different conversations going on in a lot of people's same head this morning about Martin McGuinness.
Yeah, I actually think that there are three aspects to it, Stephen, but let me begin by offering my sympathy and sincere condolences to his family. It's a very, very difficult day for them. It will be a very difficult day for the people of Derry, stroke Londonderry, very difficult day for Republicans, and as you say, for others, not least a large number of victims will find it a difficult day. But there are three things, I think, about Martin McGuinness's life that we will reflect on in the coming days and weeks. The first, of course, was his early years as an IRA commander, and you know, we discussed this many times, the two of us, and it is my analysis that nobody needed to die for us to get to where we are today in 2017. And clearly, in his early days, he very actively disagreed with that, and I can't ignore that fact. The second aspect of his life, of course, was his political career. And I have to say, in my dealings with him up here in the Stormont Estate, Stephen, there was an integrity about Martin McGuinness. On I think, at least three occasions, the two of us sat together in a room, nobody else there. We also quite accidentally went for a very long walk around the estate one day where you get a different quality of conversation. And there was an integrity about his dealings because he never released the information or talked about what we discussed in those meetings. And there would have been an opportunity to do so and in doing so to embarrass me. And also, I think people are now very nostalgic about the Chuckle Brothers. And it's not because they say, you know, under Martin McGuinness and Ian Paisley, X jobs were created or waiting lists for hospital appointments were shortened. It was just a feeling of there are two people doing a very difficult thing, trying to put their past behind them and get on for the benefit of the people for the future. But then the third thing, Stephen, which I don't think has been talked about much today, in his death, Martin McGuinness takes with him to his grave information that victims wanted. And I remember that famous appearance he made before the Savile Inquiry into Bloody Sunday when he was asked about information, and he said that his code, his membership of the IRA came first, that oath of loyalty to the IRA, and there was information he would not disclose, quote-unquote, under any circumstances. And he did know, he did have information about troubles-related incidents, troubles-related deaths, which he has taken to the grave, and I think that is regrettable.
Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much indeed.